Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. The spirit that is sought in the opening scripture is one that is steadfast, loyal, unswerving, and unmovable, that seeks to be faithful and that walks with God rather than being at war with him. It is one who can take the daily chaos in our lives and find a renewed hope, giving way to a willing spirit. A spirit that seeks the face of God, seeks to follow his ways, seeks to please him, to shower him with love, to place him first and above ourselves in this life. And only the Spirit of God can sustain us. As fallen creatures, the purity of God's love is not in us, and we are not able to grasp hold of what fidelity, truthfulness, and faithfulness really look like. And only through the eyes of God do we see how far we have fallen from him. The question to us today is, are we willing to submit to his Holy Spirit? Not in some things, but in all things. Are we willing to get over ourselves and be consumed by the power of God through his love? This is what it means to ask God to create in me a new heart and to renew a right spirit within me. It means that we have tasted his sweetness, that we have spoken words of commitment to him, but that we find in reflections of this journey that when we examine our lives, we find that in fact we have fallen short of what we once professed in our desire to follow the Lord our God. In a world geared and taught to be all you can be when and how you want to be it, we find that being obedient is a bitter taste that we choose not to partake of. And we seek only the sweet things in life until reality with suitcases of hardships and trials show up at our doorstep. And then we're willing to entertain the thought of submission to God. But with fingers crossed behind our backs, we only go through the motions and we wait for the next truckload of sweet things to be delivered. Henry Smith, a Puritan preacher from the mid-1500s, was quoted by Charles Spurgeon in the Treasury of David of Psalm 51:10. And he said that David prayeth the Lord to create in him a new heart, not to correct his old heart, but to create in him a new heart, showing that his heart was like an old garment, so rotten and tattered that he could make no good of it by patching or piecing, but even must cut it off and take a new. As there is a whole old man, so there must be a whole new man. The old man must change with the new man. Wisdom for wisdom, love for love, fear for fear. His worldly wisdom for heavenly wisdom, his carnal love for spiritual love, his vain words for wholesome words, his fleshly works for sanctified works. David was himself spoken of by God as a man after his own heart. It is God's heart you seek or should seek for life every day, because it is the every day that will reflect your life in God. It's by the choices that we make, by the things we think and say, by the things that we do. These will reflect on just how much we lean on God and what our trust is in him. In those things that we seek, in the blessings we acknowledge, in those things that will test us in the fire and make us stronger, we speak of our relationship with the Lord our God. David was anointed by God to be a king at a young age, and he would follow the Lord faithfully, and yet he would fall away and fall hard. It was his lust for Bathsheba and the decision to act upon it that found him on his knees when confronted with what he had done. David then came before the Lord God, acknowledged his transgressions, and that it was against God and God only had he sinned. Confession can only be acknowledged when the Lord is in our life. 2 Samuel 12 is the backstory of what brought David to his knees, and it is when he hears the rebuke that the Lord has given to Nathan to confront him with, that both David and we are witness to how much the Lord wants for us to be aware of our choices at all times, and how much it means to us to lean on him, and that if we need more, to ask for and to seek it. 2 Samuel 12:7-9a. Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you, and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if all of this had been too little, I would have given you even more. To think that every day there is so much more available to us, if we would only ask of it. Too quickly we forget from where our help comes from. We who have made choices that have drawn us from him only to be awakened again and to be made aware that where once there was peace, now in our lives there's chaos. Where once there was a close relationship, there is a distance between. And where once serving the Lord took precedence over every aspect of our lives, he has now been forgotten by us. Deuteronomy chapter 8, there's a subtitle, Do Not Forget the Lord. And the scripture reads, Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert those 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and the hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranate, olive oil, and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud. And you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast, dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock, and he gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You say to yourself, My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. The desert has known us all, and is known by us all. By appearance, the rich man appears to have no need for anything, but it is peace and rest that eludes him, for by his great earthly wealth he expends all his energy, his being set on how to maintain and sustain what he believes that he has created, and his heart suffers for it. Let us not deceive ourselves by what we see before us, but let us search out that which is within us. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has not place in our lives. 1 John 1, 8-10. Lord, turn my life around. And from out of the depths, retrieve me. From out of the darkness, help me to see the light. And from out of the chaos in my life, teach me order. To you I surrender my life. I freely give you my life. I only ask that you change this heart of mine. And I fully acknowledge it is only you who can restore me. I will not know who I am until I have seen my life through your eyes. O Lord, cast me not away from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and renew a willing spirit to sustain me, that my life be lived to the glory of God, a life flowing with love, a witness to the work of your hand in this fallen world, and may I keep before me reverent fear for the one who can destroy both body and soul by wielding his justice. And may the desires of my heart be in obedience to thy word. Through you all things are possible, even the transformation of this sinner into a saint, from a fallen creature to a child of God, the one true living God. Who am I, Lord, that you should know my name and bless this life that I live? May it be so that I am yours, as you are mine. Amen.